I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 6:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Those opposed to abortion rights are applauding today's decision, including many of Utah's state leaders. House Speaker Brad Wilson calling it a good day for states' rights, and those who are pro-life, the governor, lieutenant governor, and Senate president all issuing similar statements. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayers.
Second, abortions are no longer legal in Utah. Utah's trigger law is now in effect. We will go in depth in a moment. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Rick Kimmy.
We've had a couple of accidents, one in Utah County on the on-ramp to northbound I-15 at Lehigh Main Street. That one is out of traffic over to the shoulder. Our other looks to have been moved out of the way. This is northbound I-15 at Parish Lane in Centerville on the right shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine and warming temperatures for the weekend. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right now, 90 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
More reaction to the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Maureen Ferguson is a senior fellow of the Catholic Association.
It's a beautiful step towards the recognition of the humanity of preborn children.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the state will provide reproductive rights to out-of-state women.
Tens of millions of dollars in grants to providers across this state, over 108 health clinics in this state, to provide resources and a more resourceful mindset to help people that may be seeking reproductive care to come into the state of California.
Ukrainian forces have begun retreating from a city in the country's east to move to stronger positions, says a regional official. People there say Russian bombing has reduced a lot of the industrial city to rubble, and many people are dying every day. Ali Alexander, the conservative activist behind the Stop the Steal movement, appeared today before a federal grand jury investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. That from Alexander's attorney to ABC News. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Abortions are no longer legal in Utah. The state's trigger law is now in effect. And joining me live is KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce. And Becky, what does Utah's trigger law do?
So it bans most abortions in Utah. There are some rare exceptions to the rules. You can probably hear, by the way, at the Capitol, there's a lot of protesters gathered here on scene. So if there's honking behind me, I apologize. There are a few exceptions. They include for severe medical concerns involving the mother or the child or rape or incest. The problem with that is, as we've been learning today, as we've talked with medical experts and other people, what defines a medical emergency under the law doesn't always necessarily match up with what medicine is able to do. So there's a lot of things still to be found out yet about how that's going to be interpreted and what it means going forward here in Utah. But the upshot is most abortions, probably more than 90%, are no longer going to be allowed under this Utah law.
What are you seeing right now at the state capitol?
It's surprisingly almost kind of like a party atmosphere. There are plenty of people with, you know, signs indicating their dislike of the law and the ruling this morning, but there's music playing. There are people who've brought their dogs. People are cheering as people honk by. So it's kind of a party atmosphere, but also a definite mood. There are signs that say things like Ruth sent us, with a little picture of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the late justice who died just last year. So, yeah, it's a very unusual crowd. It is growing quickly. I'd say there are probably about 300 people here right now and more trickling up all the time.
All right, Becky, thank you so much. And that is KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce. She is live at the Capitol.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.